Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
On any of this. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good Monday morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Deadly fire in Montgomery County. One woman was killed in the fire on West Side Drive in Gaithersburg in a row of townhouses. Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue.
So we have one fatality, 3 transports. There were no firefighter injuries. We had about 75 firefighters on the scene.
Several families have been displaced. No word yet on the cause of the fire. Candidates in Montgomery County are jumping at the opportunity to get public matches for campaign contributions now allowed for the first time.
9 candidates have signed up for public campaign funds. Chairman of the Public Election Fund Committee, David Skull, comments on the new program's popularity.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm delighted.
Candidates who want matching public money can only accept individual donations of $150 or less. The county has $10 million in matching funds. Skull says he'd be shocked if that's not enough.
New York, with 8 million people, funds their entire local election with 35 million.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has a list of things she wants the new administration to help her out with. The question is, will they?
During her State of the District address last week, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she wants to continue to fight for statehood.
We just want full access to our birthright.
But Washingtonian Magazine editor-at-large Harry Jaffe says it's unlikely anytime soon.
To think that a Republican Congress and this president are going to grant 2 senators and 1 full voting member of the House to the District of Columbia is preposterous.
But other requests the mayor made, like repairing federal roads and bridges, have a better shot, he says, of happening. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Are police body cameras helping in Montgomery County? The Montgomery County Council gets an update today from Police Chief Tom Manger. 950 officers in the county wear body cameras. A company that operates several low-income housing complexes in the district is facing potential fines of more than $500,000 for more than 1,000 code violations. Mayor Muriel Bowser ordered the inspections into 18 apartment complexes owned by Sanford Capital. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,663, NASDAQ at 5911. In sports, Nats home opener today, hosting the Marlins at 105 first pitch.
For a team that won the division last year, there are still a lot of big question marks headed into the season. First and foremost is whether we'll get 2015 National League MVP Bryce Harper or 2016 somewhat decent Bryce Harper. Another big uncertainty is the bullpen. Despite an aggressive effort, the Nats couldn't lock down any big free agent closers, and instead have named Blake Treinen the closer to start the season.
Our division's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be a nail biter the whole way.
Manager Dusty Baker says the team starting out healthy is a big plus.
We just want to build on last year, and I feel very comfortable at this point.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Orioles also have their home opener at 3:05 today. March Madness finals tonight. Gonzaga against North Carolina. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
It's 6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Easing into this Monday morning, 66, not too bad. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Looking at delays as you push out of Manassas towards Centerville. We see that every morning, but it's been incident-free on 28 out of Manassas Park. The signal light delays extending up toward I-66. Now, let's get you around the Beltway. Annandale, Tyson. Great time to get going. No delays at the Legion Bridge or at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Top side, sluggish, a bit of volume now. New Hampshire Avenue and over to Georgia Avenue. Much better on leaving Glen Burnie on Route 100. That crash cleared. Westbound 100, just west of 97. If you heard me talk about that, and the delays have cleared out too. So we're looking good. Baltimore, Washington Parkway and 95 pushing down to the Beltway's been quiet. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can cost can save you up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the increase as we head through this afternoon after a dry start. Our highs in the upper 60s, chance of showers late. Showers and storms a better bet for this evening through parts of the overnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Sun and clouds Tuesday and drying out. We're still gusty though. Highs upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Todd Ward for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now it's 49 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trump says the U.S. will act unilaterally on North Korea if necessary. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 7:05, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, and he'll brief us on the upcoming Gorsuch vote. At 8:05, it's Washington Post Nationals reporter Chelsea Janes on opening day. Yay for opening day. At 8:35, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner Sarah Westwood with us to talk about the Russia investigation and unmasking rumors. It's all coming up on Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
All right. Should you have a college degree in order to be a child care worker? Believe it or not, in the District of Columbia, there is a measure in place that will require child care workers of young children to have at least an associate degree, and in some cases, an actual bachelor's degree in order to be child care workers. What do you think about this idea? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The idea here, of course, Barry, is to make sure that the people who are being around our young people have some basis in education, that that they have the right kind of training and the right kind of background. But really, in the grand scheme of things, when you consider the fact that in the District of Columbia, annual child care costs, if you put your kid in child care during the day while you go off to work, on an average basis annually in the District of Columbia, it costs you $22,000 a year to do that. Almost 23.
Wow.
And so that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if you are now requiring that people go and get a college degree, one assumes that when they come back with that associate or bachelor's degree, they will demand more money. They will be paid more money. And that means that child care costs are going to go up. Really? For somebody who's going to change diapers, somebody who's going to teach you the ABCs? You need to have an associate degree for that. You need to have, in some cases, a bachelor's degree. I think this is insane. I think it's absolutely insane. It's going to drive healthcare costs up. It's going to put an onerous burden on a lot of people to go and get these degrees. And when they're already working a hard day to make not a great wage, now they have to go and then spend more hours in classroom so that they meet the requirements of this bill, which will go into effect in 2020. I think it's absolutely insane. I did not have a college degree until I reached my mid-40s. I think when I was in my 20s and 30s, I could have qualified as a child care worker.
Well, that's what you think.
Well, I know. I'm not sure it would be my choice, but I mean, I feel like I would be capable of teaching the ABCs and leading the kids in sing-song, making sure they get their applesauce and their Kool-Aid. I'm pretty sure I could have changed a diaper, and I didn't need an associate degree to do any of those things. And I think this is an insane idea. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, you went to Villanova, and that's practically not having a degree at all. Yeah, but so
tell my parents that.
Yeah, I tease, but no, seriously, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I think it's ridiculous. I'm trying to figure out what the angle is for the politicians in D.C. Is it the teacher? What union are they in cahoots with?
I don't know.
There's got to be an angle, and we're just not seeing it. That's where my brain is going. But Kathy says, and if a mom and or dad doesn't have a college degree, will the government remove the children from the home? Or Marty says, what about homeschool parents? What about parents who are homeschooling their children if they don't have a degree? And the other part of this that I think is interesting is that, you know, there were a lot of people, mostly women, I'm going to say, does anybody know anyone where a man works in a daycare center? Which is odd when you think about it.
Right.
But, you know, this gives an opportunity for women who don't have a college education.
Right.
To earn a pretty good living. Yeah. I mean, you're not buying a $1 million mansion, but at least you can feed yourself and say, I'm not on the breadline and I'm providing for myself and feel useful and have an important job taking care of children.
Right.
But now they're going to take all those people out of the workforce and say the only way you can do that is if you have a college degree. The only thing I can think of is this is government's way of saying, see, you know, all those college loans we gave to people. Well, now they can get a job.
Right.
That's the only angle I can think for this. But I think it is absolutely just absolute lunacy.
I mean, what I want in a child care provider is someone who cares about children, who has a way with children, who has, you know, a way of dealing with small people in a positive
small
way.
Small people.
Little people. Think about this, about all the people who have gone on to great success who did not have college degrees. I mean, Bill Gates is a perfect example of that. How about Sheldon Adelson, who never graduated from college, and he's like a multi-gazillionaire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why is it that we have decided that in this particular area, when we're not talking about truly, you know, heavy lifting when it comes to the education of the child, I mean, we're talking about the basics. Can you learn your ABCs? Can you learn to count? Most people can help a small child with those problems. I don't know why you need an associate degree. I don't know why you need, in some cases, a bachelor's degree in order to do that. To the phone lines we go. Jerry in Alexandria, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
I think for homeschooling, I mean, there's a curriculum to follow. So that, you know, that, and you have to have results as a result of following that curriculum. But as far as, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, at least having some form of education, the associate degree, I mean, because when they get to grade school and high school, we require higher education. I mean, it's not going to hurt. I mean, if you look at some of the people that do work at daycare centers, I don't want to say anything negative about them, but hopefully you get the drift.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, they say that, you know, from, you know, 1 to 5, where our brains are developing, or even from the womb to 5 years old.
So you think that we ought to take people who are basically responsible for changing diapers, wiping noses, teaching the ABCs and how to count, giving the juice box and the crackers during snack time. You think that those people really should have a college degree?
It wouldn't. Well, an associate's degree, but you're saying you're equating it to diapers and things like that. If you do the things that we did with our son, I mean, as far as colors, music, things like that. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do to help develop the mind.
Yes,
and the
yes,
child.
And
absolutely. But they follow the curriculum. I don't. It doesn't hurt. He keeps saying it doesn't hurt. I agree, it doesn't hurt. If you have an associate's degree and this is what you want to do, good for you. I think that's great. I don't think it is a mandatory requirement.
Yeah, well, it is going to be in the District of Columbia starting 2020. Nancy, well, let's take more of your calls coming up in just a moment. Stay where you are. The phone lines are open, 888-630-9625. Should child care workers have a college degree? Well, in the District of Columbia, that's about to become the law. They're going to be required to do it starting in 2020. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? The phone lines are open, 615.
And WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tyson's area on the Beltway on the inner loop going northbound as you come up to Chain Bridge Road. Accident, they quickly moved to the shoulder, so nothing blocked, but even if it's on the shoulder, you need to be cautious. We don't want that to be a second crash. Inner loop at 123. 66, about the volume now as we come in through Manassas towards Centerville. We may have an incident just after business 234. That's where it looks like our focal point of delays are right now. On 95, out of Stafford to Aquia, slowing into Woodbridge. The volume across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing any delays. Nice and quiet there. Route 4 looks good past Dower House Road and up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon, and we have a chance of showers later in the day, a high of 67. Tonight, look for rain, thunderstorms possible, low of 57. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 78. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 51 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
According to some statistics, people have analyzed this, it may be that 70% of Americans do not have a college degree. And yet in the District of Columbia, where child care costs are already skyrocketing, it costs you $22,600 a year to have your child care for in child care on an annual basis. And now they're saying you got to have a college degree. That will only drive up the cost of child care in the district and put the squeeze on parents. Do you think this is a good idea that child care workers be required to have a college degree as the law now requires by 2020? In the District of Columbia. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Nancy in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I completely agree with you, Brian. You don't need an associate's degree to be able to take care at a daycare like this. So my theory is that they're just trying to instill the liberal education in as young a children as fast as possible. And if you've got an associate's degree and you've got some college, then you already have that liberal mind from the get-go.
Oh, man.
And even if you're not following the curriculum, you're instilling those principles from baby onward.
All right. Thank you for that, Nancy. Greatly appreciate that. Huh. Yeah. How about Sarah in Virginia? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Sarah?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just want to call in and say my son, who attends daycare full-time, I'm college educated, I work full-time. I believe most of his teachers do not have a college degree, but they are incredibly loving.
Mm-hmm.
He has learned so much information. He's only three. He has learned so much that I probably cannot teach him at home. And the teachers that did work there who had college degrees, unfortunately what happened is they don't stay very long because the pay is so low.
That's right. If you have a college degree, don't you think you will go and use that to get a higher paying job?
Yeah,
absolutely. So you get these people who are doing a great job, perhaps, in caring for small children. They're required to go get a college degree. They come back with a college degree and they say, hey, I've got a college degree. I can get this job over here that'll pay me more. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
How does that help the situation at all?
I think this
is a really bad policy. Jerry in Upper Marlboro, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
I think it's a power grab by some sort of corporate. Follow the money. See where this legislation is coming from and trace it back to wherever it's coming from. It sounds like they're trying to drive out the small daycare workers.
Yeah, that might be. That might be.
That's a good point. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. How many parents, and I don't know what the law is in D.C. for, you know, having a daycare center out of your home, you know, where you only have four or five kids,
right,
there's a small limit on it,
right,
closes all those down and drives it to the big corporate ones,
well,
doesn't it?
It could make it much more difficult for those people to get to stay in business, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Sandy in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Sandy?
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I totally think that this is insane as well. I have been a daycare provider here in Maryland for 31 years, and I feel that I do a excellent job. I have had a great group of parents and a great group of kids, and that is why I am still in business today. And, you know, I just think, again, that it's going to force people to go out and get higher-paying jobs, and we're not going to have the people here, you know, to provide that TLC and those basics and the fundamentals for the children to get to, you know, preschool.
Wow.
And, you know, I have had, like I said, a great group of parents and a great group of kids, and I feel I do a great job without a college education, and I totally feel that this is insane. You know, I am a licensed provider. They already require so much of us here in Maryland,
sure,
you know, with an Excels program, you know, participating with the food program, you know. And if you can find good, licensed, quality child care, I think that this is totally insane. I think what's happening is a lot of people are taking their children to unlicensed daycare, and that's pushing us out of business as well.
Yeah, let me ask you, what are the requirements for education in Maryland right now?
Well, we are required to have 6 clock hours each year. And they come out and do unexpected visits, and I go above and beyond. CPR, first aid certified,
right,
kids training. You know, we have the Excels program. You know, it's they are working up to expecting. I mean, compared to what I was required to do 31 years ago, was none of this. So,
well, and let me ask you, if this were to be imposed on you in Maryland, like it's being imposed on the child care providers in the District of Columbia, what would it do to your business?
Oh, I'm sure that it would probably end up hurting desperately, you know. But, you know, I because I've been in business so long, I think when I say it would hurt desperately, I think it probably would hurt people who are starting out. I have a good clientele. I go by word of mouth. I don't know that it would actually hurt me, but I am a very choicey daycare provider. Parents are out there looking just as well as I'm out there looking. I don't take anyone that can walk through my door that pay my salary.
Yeah.
It's important that we have great communication, that we click, that we are all on the same page for their child, because that's what this is all about.
Well, that's listen, thank you for your perspective. I greatly appreciate it. More of your calls straight ahead. 622.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
If you're really serious about home security and keeping your family safe, listen up. We all want to protect our families and, you know, look around. Have you done the right things to make your family safe, your home safe, to protect your precious loved ones and your precious belongings? Well, if not, why don't you call the folks at Ackerman? Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, and best of all, it costs about half of what the other guys charge. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time, and that's what counts when seconds matter. Switching to Ackerman is easy and literally costs nothing. If you have existing equipment, they can use that and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. If for just a few dollars above the $19.95 per month rate, Ackerman Security has all the latest and most advanced security technology. You can see what's going on in your home, video, smart door locks, and thermostats that are controlled all from the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, and laptop. So get protected and save. And here's a limited time offer for WMAL listeners. Call Ackerman right now and you'll get 3 months of free monitoring. The number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Your yard has lots of potential, and Cub Cadet can help unlock it with the industry's strongest lineup of zero-turn riding mowers, available with four-wheel steering or lap bar control to deliver the Cub Cadet signature cut every time. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life, and it all starts with your independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning zero-turn mower for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Well, it's been pretty mellow, but Route 7, we now have a bigger delays forming with this crash still in place on Route 7 as you come up to Claiborne Parkway. Stay left to get by. Still a lot of activity there. Going west on 7 at that stretch and through Belmont, that looks okay. But again, the flow of the rush hour not flowing so well. On 66, volume in Manassas to Centerville and through Falls Church, heavy. Good across the bridges into town right now over the Key Bridge. Teddy Roosevelt Bridge looks good. Southeast, Southwest Freeway moves pretty well, too. South on 295, though, right as you come off of 50, that's where I'm watching those delays down toward East Capitol Street. But that's just been about the volume there. And for 270, southbound in Urbana, Hyattstown slowing. 109 at 270 for accident. Update is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm announces a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off famous name brand mattresses, only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A dry start on this Monday, but clouds increasing this afternoon. Chance of showers late. Our highs upper 60s. Showers and storms at Better Bet this evening and overnight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 51 degrees at 626 on WMAL.
There is a law in place that requires that by 2020, child care workers in the District of Columbia have at least an associate degree. If you run the child care center, you have to have a bachelor's degree. And I wonder, do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? I mean, Thea, I think it's one of these things where, oh, it sounds like we want our kids to have the very best. We want our teachers to be educated. We want the people coming in contact with our little children to have, you know, some educational underpinning. Okay, that's all good and fine. But largely in daycare centers around, what happens? Well, you do the ABCs, you do your colors, you do your numbers, you know, you have a juice box with a snack, and you change diapers occasionally for the little ones. And I don't know that you need a college degree for that. And what do you think about it? Let's get one more call in. How about Denise in Woodbridge? You're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Excuse me. Good morning. I think this is a backdoor way to get rid of homeschooling, but not just that. That's one thing. You know, the regulations that have been put in place on Americans in the last 8 years is incredible. And so it doesn't surprise me that this is going on in Washington, D.C. But, you know, it's kind of along the lines of the minimum wage deal. You know, oh, we're going to make it so that everybody has a living wage. And it just doesn't work. It must be liberals doing this because their stuff doesn't make sense.
Well, you know,
it's Washington, D.C.
Does it ever make sense? It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right right now during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event. Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Giancarlo Stanton.
There's the big swing.
The Nats' first test is a big one. Max Scherzer. And to start a big test,
swing and a miss.
You call him the best. The hard hitter versus the hardware. Catch everything. Nationals Marlins. The season starts today at noon on Messi.
Eat baseball great.
And coming up on WMAL, home robberies being stopped by armed homeowners, and the media is largely silent. We'll have the details. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. D.C. police say they have found an 11-year-old girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert. She had been kidnapped apparently after her grandparents were murdered in North Carolina. The kidnapping suspect, who turns out to be her uncle, has been arrested after a car chase downtown D.C. Police say the girl appears unharmed but has been taken to the hospital. Deadly fire in Montgomery County now under investigation. One woman was killed. Three more people taken to the hospital. Several families lost their home.
Looks like several townhouses will be affected by this fire, and families, residents will be displaced.
Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says the fire began in a row of townhouses on West Side Drive in Gaithersburg off Muddy Branch Road. And a fire up in Boyds, Maryland, seriously injured a 4-year-old toddler. The fire occurring on Barnesville Road, displacing one family. The Senate battle over Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch intensifies today with a vote by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,663, the NASDAQ at 59.11. In sports, yep. Home opener today for the Nationals. Manager Dusty Baker's ready.
Here's Dave.
You know, I feel good about things.
And the Orioles home opener also this afternoon. Caps beat the Blue Jackets. NCAA basketball finals tonight. North Carolina versus Gonzaga. And up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
From one parent to another, did you know that kids who have two obese parents are 80% more likely to risk childhood obesity? 50% more likely if it's one parent that's obese. So if mom is healthy and you aren't, EMP will turn that statistic around. Doesn't matter what your age, doesn't matter how much you need to lose, it's never too late. Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I am down 30 pounds now. Let me tell you about my wife, Meredith. Now, this past week, she was down another 4 pounds, and wow, does she look good. Meredith is targeted to be at her empowered weight soon. Actually, we both are. It's so much fun doing this as a team. Summer's right around the corner. Imagine how it feels to be comfortable again in your skin. There's still time to shed the pounds and love the way you look in your summer clothes. A whole new you. Now's the time to make it happen. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to do the RMDs. You're going to have to pay your taxes at some point. But what you want to do is proactively build a retirement income plan that works for you and do it in a way that the government never really has a say on your situation as it relates to RMDs.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
Now it's your time to make more money and be your own boss. Come to the Franchise Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Meet with the best money-making franchises, plus part-time opportunities who can help you open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you only at the Franchise Expo this weekend at the Dulles Expo Center. Get tickets at WashingtonFranchiseExpo.com.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
It's 635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 109. That's where crews are dealing with the crash just off of 270. It looks like they have that stopped right now. And then if you're continuing east of 270, a lot of volume heading over toward 355. And it's tough there. There's only one lane in each direction anyway. So again, the 109 near 270 for the crash. On 270, southbound in Urbana and down to Hyattstown. Of course, we have the early morning volume. We always see that slow there. And then into Gaithersburg, seeing some of that volume. Right at the lane divide where we have a crash, they had it over to the shoulder, but it looks like one of our lanes might be crowded. So south on 270 in Rockville starting to bog down. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. Nothing to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway or George-Washington Parkway, so that was checking out fine for you. 395, once you get through Landmark, you just hit the volume again, approaching and crossing the 14th Street Bridge into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com at WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A dry start on this Monday, but clouds increasing this afternoon. Chance of showers late. Our highs upper 60s. Showers and storms at Better Bet this evening and overnight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now it's 48 degrees in Vienna, 36 in Bowie. It's 49 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 636 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 7:05 this morning. Our weekly conversation with legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. Really one of the highlights of the week. It's always good stuff with Joe. That at 7:05. 8:05, Chelsea James is the Washington Post Nats reporter. Hey, it's the home opener at 1 o'clock against the Marlins. Chelsea James will talk about how the Nats are looking this year. And has everybody got the right attitude? Coming up at 8:35, Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. A lot going on in this town with regard to classified information and unmasking of individuals. We'll try to get to the latest on what we know from Sarah Westwood. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Brian, there are a lot of they call them home invasions, burglaries, that have been happening, and you don't hear a lot about them in the news. The only time you hear about them is if a homeowner shoots and kills one of the invaders. But I think there are probably a lot more, and you hear about them if you know where to look. You got to really search for it,
yeah,
though. Where someone is robbing someone's home, not necessarily a home invasion where they come flying through the door at you.
Right.
But they're scared off because the owner owns a gun.
That's right.
And they don't necessarily have to shoot someone. They don't have to kill someone. So you really don't hear about those. Well, one just happened in your neck of the woods in Germantown.
Up in Germantown Saturday morning.
Yeah. Montgomery County Police say a 19-year-old man was shot by a homeowner during an attempted burglary. Now, he is hospitalized. He has some serious life-threatening injuries, so he was not killed. Like you said, Saturday morning, right after about 2 a.m. On Tall Pines Drive, apparently the homeowner said he heard a noise in the basement, which I wouldn't hear anything in my basement at all, period. And he took his gun and he went downstairs to investigate, which if you hear a sound in your home and you go to investigate and you do own a firearm, it's probably smart to take it with you.
Yes.
As he did. And And the homeowner claims that there were two suspects and two men that he did not know
in his basement. Right.
And the homeowner claims that one of the suspects threatened to kill him.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, hell no. And he shot first. And he did discharge the firearm twice at that suspect and allegedly struck him with one of the shots. And as I said, he's in a local trauma center for life-threatening injuries.
When police arrived on the scene, he was found in the backyard in serious condition. Yeah. The other suspect apparently did get away.
He didn't stick around for his friend?
No, he didn't stick around.
Get out!
No, a jump boy, he's gone.
They're so loyal, usually.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, I mean, this is the thing that you don't hear much about.
No.
These kind of the good guys with a gun who was able to protect his life and his family and his stuff. And police, you know, I think police don't like to have a lot of conversation about stories like this, but they happen a lot more than you might imagine. They happen a lot more than you might be aware, because I think police don't want to encourage such activity. And I say, why? Why would you say, first of all, I'm assuming the gun was legally owned. There's no indication that it wasn't.
Right.
And so he is a legal gun owner. He's in his home. He hears a noise and he goes to his basement. He finds two guys and he defends his property. And I tell you, I admire the guy, and he was well within his rights to do so from everything that we've seen in these stories thus far. So now I'm wondering, if the guy dies or something, will there have to be a grand jury investigation of the whole matter? I don't know why. The guy was just doing what anybody should be able to do, which is protect their home.
Right. My feeling is, if you don't want to wind up dead or shot,
don't break into somebody's home.
And along those lines, you know, there was a shooting out in Oklahoma.
In Tulsa,
Where three high school boys went into someone's home and brought in, I don't know why it's always broad daylight, but broad daylight. They were driven there by a 21-year-old woman who has totally confessed and admitted her role in this entire thing. She never meant for it to go this horribly awry.
Yeah.
And all three boys were shot dead by the 23-year-old who was in the home at the time. And these guys just broke in. I mean, this was a home invasion, broke into the home during the day. Well, the grandfather of one of the dead teenagers is now speaking out.
Yeah.
He said what these three boys did was stupid. They knew they could be punished for it, but they did not deserve to die. And I get it.
And he's complaining because they only had a knife and brass knuckles.
Yes.
And here's the thing. AR-15 versus a knife and brass knuckles, the AR-15 is going to win every time.
Right.
But you know, that doesn't make any difference. If you've broken into my house and you're wielding a knife and you've got brass knuckles and it's 3-on-1, guess what? I'm going to use that AR-15.
Yeah. Jacob Redfern was his grandson. He was fatally shot by Zach Peters when they tried to break into Peters' home. And as you said, he was armed with an AR-15, and he shot all three of them. And one of them was alive when he called 911, when the homeowner called 911. But all three of them have died. Now, the grandfather said it was unfair for Peters to shoot at the robbers because they only had, as you said, brass knuckles on them. Brass knuckles against an AR-15. Come on, who was afraid for their life? Here's the problem.
I would be.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know who these people are, number one. I don't know what they have on them. I don't know if there's a handgun in someone's pocket. I don't know any of that. And you are in my home. You broke in during the day, broke into my home. So I have no idea who you are or why. Of course I'm afraid. Now we find out afterwards that they had only had brass knuckles and a knife, but I can't read minds.
That's right.
Madame Marie is dead, and so we don't know that. So I understand this is a grieving grandfather who's upset. I get that. He wants though this guy Zach Peters to be tried. He said there's got to be a limit to the law. He said he believes that people have the right to protect their homes, but they shouldn't kill people who break into them. He said, I mean, he shot all three of them. There was no need for that. These boys' families are going to suffer with this for the rest of their lives. We have to live with this for the rest of our lives. Now, if they had killed Zach Peters, then his family would have to live with
this.
And I'm sure Zach has to live with this for the rest of his life as well.
I would never want to be in a situation where it's all them and no me.
I agree. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Well, after a cold and wet winter, it is officially tulip season at 1-800-Flowers.com. And when it comes to surprising your friends and loved ones with the best blooms and the brightest colors, there is only one place that I go, and that is 1-800-Flowers. These flowers are gorgeous, they're unique, and they have arrived just in time for Easter at a truly unbeatable price. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving my listeners an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. Get this, 30 assorted tulips for just $30. That is only a dollar per tulip. And there is a bright and a colorful mix, beautiful mix. They have orange, yellow, and pink blooms all mixed up. And these assorted tulips are perfect for surprising your friends and your loved ones for Easter, spring birthdays, or my favorite holiday, just because. That's the best time. You just pick your delivery date. That's all you have to do, and you let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. To order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code Mary, M-A-R-Y. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Mary. But hurry, because this offer ends Friday.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One's super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
It is now 6:45 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's on Route 7. Boy, we have big delays this morning coming out of Leesburg due to the crash. Eastbound 7 at the Claiborne Parkway, where it looks like just about wrapped up, getting at least the lanes open, but still a bit of activity on the shoulder. So 7 extra time needed up toward Claiborne Parkway past Belmont Ridge Road. 66 in through Manassas Centerville. Heavy, again, as you approach out 50 and 123, just the normal delays there. Now, let's go on the Beltway in through Annandale on the inner loop as you come past 236 Little River Turnpike. What I'm looking at looks like two cars in the far left lane. I don't see any help on the scene yet, so be cautious here. Inner loop northbound at 236 Little River Turnpike. Stay out of that left lane, and help is on the way. Right now, crossing the 14th Street Bridge, the volume off of 395 starts just as you pass the Pentagon. No problems reported southeast, southwest freeway on 109. Let's go Maryland, just off of 270. Still watch for accident activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
As cold front approaches, clouds on the increase as we head through this afternoon after a dry start. Our highs in the upper 60s, chance of showers late. Showers and storms a better bet for this evening through parts of the overnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Sun and clouds Tuesday. We're drying out. We're still gusty though. Highs upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 50 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Well, the President of the United States is going to meet later this week down in Florida with the President of China. And it is going to be a really, really important meeting given what is going on specifically in North Korea right now. The President gave an interview over the weekend to the Financial Times, and Donald Trump said the following: China has great influence over North Korea, and China will either decide to help us with North Korea or they won't. Well, if China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. That's all I'm telling you. And he goes on to say, if they help us, that will be very good for China. And if they don't, it won't be good for anyone. This comes at a time when we are very increasingly concerned about what's going on in North Korea, their missile technology, their ability to manufacture nuclear weapons and miniaturize them are causing great concern. And according to some reports, the National Security Council for the president has come up with an assessment that China could have a missile that would threaten the United States by 2020. 2020, not that far away. And so apparently a whole range of options are being laid upon the table for the president to consider what should be done. First and foremost, of course, would be talking to China, I would imagine, to see if you can get the Chinese, who do hold sway over North Korea, to sort of get them to back down. If the Chinese can't do that, then it looks like there are a lot of options. Some have even suggested first strike might be the right thing to do here in this administration. So a very, very interesting time for the visiting president of China to be in this country. It's going to be down in Florida. There had been some reports that it was all going to take place at Mar-a-Lago, and I guess the meetings will indeed take place at the president's summer White House at Mar-a-Lago, but now the reports are that President Xi will be staying at a nearby facility and not staying at Mar-a-Lago during these talks scheduled for Thursday and Friday.
Well, I can't blame him for not staying at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, don't you think that he's worried about it being wiretapped, bugged?
I don't know about that. And listen, the Chinese thing is immensely important. He needs a good relationship with the Chinese on trade. He needs a good relationship with the Chinese in order to deal with North Korea. And according to some reports, Putin is saying, hey, well, what about me? I want to have my meeting. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Think about it. Geographically, they're much closer to North Korea than we are. And isn't it in everyone's best interests to keep North Korea under control?
And reportedly, one of the point people on this in the conversations between the Chinese and the White House is the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He's everywhere. It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
Patrick Fingle, CEO of New Look Home Design, here with some reflections on roofing. You know garden gnomes? Those little guys with white beards and pointy red hats? They're used for outside decoration. But sometimes you meet a person whose garden gnome has sentimental value. Well, New Look Home Design values your garden gnome just as much as you do. We'll wrap them up all cozy and gently place them somewhere safe and sound. And when your new roof is finished, we'll put them right back where he belongs. Some roofing companies might not take your garden gnome seriously. Here at New Look Home Design, we consider it an absolute necessity. It's not a sales pitch, just a reflection. Because we know that little details are just as important as big value. Speaking of big value, call New Look Home Design now and mention the garden gnome to receive 50% off all roofing materials. 50% off. The number's 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start! Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE. Bible.
Yeah, let me clear that up. I misspoke when I said that the Chinese would have this ability in 2020. They already have that ability. It was the North Koreans who will have this developed, this technology, some believe, by 2020, and that's of great concern. My apologies for getting those two mixed up.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here is John Lesher at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning, Mary. The futures are in the green this morning. There are several potentially market-moving reports on the economic calendar. They include construction spending in February. It fell in January, led by a decline in spending on public construction. We'll get numbers on car and light truck sales in March. They have been strong, but rising inventories and incentives are a concern. And manufacturing could show another increase last month. Running shorts have pretty deep pockets, at least when it comes to the Boston Marathon and other big city races. Organizers of this month's 121st running of America's most venerable foot race say it'll pump $192 million into the local economy. Marathon runners tend to be affluent, earning at least $75,000 a year. And Boss Baby has dethroned Beauty and the Beast at the box office with a $49 million weekend debut. Paramount's Ghost in the Shell couldn't compete with either family-friendly release. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Spring is finally here, and it's a great time to get your rugs deep down professionally cleaned. There is only one company you should trust with your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. That's Hadid. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I've seen how Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt and grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs that qualify. They develop a cleaning process that is faster and can save you money. My friend Joe Hadid has apparently caught spring fever because he's offering this amazing deal. Get two rugs cleaned. You'll get a third one cleaned absolutely free. Catch spring fever and get your rugs cleaned today. Hadid has four drop-off locations and offers pickup and delivery service. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, just visit joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call 703-241-1111. 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway trying to get from Springfield toward Annandale. The crash, two cars, interloop at 236, Little River Turnpike, and I'm watching an ambulance right now coming up to the scene. Unfortunately, they're in the far right lane, so everyone trying to make room here to get over to the left side on the interloop of the Beltway. Again, 236 for the incident. 66, heavy in Manassas. We had an accident there that was out of the travel lanes. In Centerville, Fair Oaks, and 123, just a lot of that volume. Seeing some improvement, a little bit better news. I know Route 7, you're in some unexpected delays here, heading through Belmont eastbound near Claiborne Parkway, where the crash sits on the shoulder, but still a lot of volume, but lanes have been open. And 109 off of 270 for accident activity. 270 bunched up in Rockville for the lane divide accident had been moved over to the left. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start, we are going to see clouds increasing this afternoon. There's a chance of showers late. Highs upper 60s. Showers and storms a better bet tonight. Lows in the upper 50s with a gusty southeast wind. We're drying out Tuesday. Sun and clouds, highs upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 50 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. I'll be one of my favorite series ever, and I can still watch it on TV in reruns, never-ending reruns. Well, a while ago, Matthew Perry, who played Chandler,
Chandler Bing,
was on with Jimmy Kimmel Live on March 15th, and he talked about, because he's half Canadian, he went to school in Canada, and he went to school with
a
very famous Canadian, and here's what he had to say about that. Cut nine, Mike, please.
We actually beat up Justin Trudeau.
You beat him up?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
The two of you beat him up?
We both beat him up. And I think he was excelling in a sport that we weren't as... So it was pure jealousy.
I see.
And we beat him up.
And his dad was the Prime Minister of Canada.
His dad was the Prime Minister
at that time, right?
I don't think that's the reason we beat him up. I think he was the only kid in school that we could beat up.
So we beat him up just because we could. He was the only one we could. Well, Justin Trudeau responded with a tweet.
Yeah.
He said, I've been giving it some thought, and you know what? Who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler? He said, how about a rematch, Matthew Perry? I think my money would be on Justin Trudeau in that matchup.
Well, I mean, you look at Justin Trudeau, and he's like 2 years younger, first of all. He's 45, and Matthew Perry's 47. You look at Justin Trudeau, he seems pretty in shape. He seems pretty buff. He seems like he works out on a regular basis. Have you seen Matthew Perry lately? He's a little doughy.
Yes.
Well, let's just put it nicely. He's a little doughy.
Yeah.
I think he's a little slow, a little soft. I'd put my money on Trudeau.
Absolutely. Although he is pretty far to the left, and they're not very good fighters.
And
not physically.
Well, they're both from Canada, so it'd be like a little slap fest.
Stop it. That's a terrible thing to say. The Canadians are our friends.
That's right. And they're very nice people who would surrender if we ever tried to challenge them and take over that country.
That's the French.
No, they would surrender. They're very nice. They would actually thank us and wave and be nice. As our tanks rolled through Toronto.
Send your letters to Brian Wilson, care of WMAL.
A little slap fest. Ooh.
I wish there was a camera in this studio right now to just show what you just did to illustrate a slap fest. Unbelievable.
Although they're pretty good at hockey, there's no doubt about it.
They are very good at hockey. All right, coming up on WMAL.
Yes, we're going to be talking to Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, coming up in just a few moments.
And Ivanka and Jared Kushner are everywhere. First of all, there was a big dance party in front of their house, and they were throwing glitter bombs on the front yard and the whole bit. They weren't home, so it really was for no reason but to annoy the neighbors. And Jared is in Iraq. I don't know why he's in Iraq, but Jared seems to be involved in everything. So we're going to talk about all of that coming up. It is 7 o'clock, WMAL News. It's coming up next.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.